this timely tip. Get your kicks during Sale 66.
$660 when we started the promotion. I understand a few cars have been moved.
This is fun.
But Sale 66, and we have a broadcast we'll be doing out there May 22nd. You know,
we're talking Sanderson Ford.
Yes, last time we got out to Sanderson Ford to do a remote, one of the guys, our regular, very faithful listener, said, you know, I almost wasn't going to listen because it was a remote and I thought it was going to be boring, but that was the best hour of broadcasting I've ever heard on your program.
We had a lot of fun, and we're going to have a lot of fun on the 22nd, and there's a reason you want to mark your calendar. Many of you regular listeners are familiar with the Arizona Staycation that we do at Rosie on the House with sponsorship by Sanderson Ford. Well, we're blowing the staycation out the door, but you have to be present to win. They are going to, we're talking about which vehicle you're going to be given to go on a 3-day adventure on Route 66. That's going to include the La Posada Hotel. It's going to include Monta Vista Hotel. And it's going to include the Grand Canyon Hotel. And it's going to include tickets and things to do all along the way. Meteor Crater, Homolivik.
You don't have to go to those, but no. These are the popular attractions, and you will have free tickets to go should you choose. That's how you want to spend your time. You want to just go sit up at Monta Vista and open the window and overlook downtown Flagstaff and smell the pines and never leave your room?
Do it.
Do it.
Lowell Observatory, the Grand Canyon Train, Barrizona. We're going to put together the super staycation of all times featuring Route 66 for Sanderson's Ford. Get your kicks during Sale 66. Live broadcast. The whole Rosie on the House broadcast team is going to be on campus of Sanderson Ford Saturday, May 22nd, and you have to be present to win. You will win the ultimate Route 66 Arizona staycation package. All expenses covered. Car, brand new car from Sanderson Ford. All the lodgings arranged. All the meals are set up for you, and it is going to be spectacular. And while you're there, it'll give you a chance to take a look at some of these vehicles. And we've got a whole lineup of special guests. Al McCoy's going to be there. Gonzo's going to be there. Tim Hattrick's going to be there. Mike Broomhead's going to be there. We're going to have a blast. The 22nd of May at Sanderson Ford, Saturday morning, be there. And we've got the flowers from Casa Grande.
Wildflowers.
Doing live entertainment.
Arizona Bluegrass Band.
And we're doing...
Trio of sisters. Is it a quadruple of sisters now? Or is it a hextuple? I can't keep track.
Well, I don't know the exact configuration right now because the oldest one went to college. And the youngest one is a young boy. And I think he might be playing with them. He was kind of just on the edge there last time. So we're looking forward to having him up.
And didn't we just get word that they're going to bring in catering from Dylan's Barbecue?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Well, the idea was prompted.
Okay.
I don't know that anything's been...
I think it got a lot of interest.
Yeah.
So we are going to have a blast.
There'll be food one way or the other. We don't have that exact detail.
Dylan, you're on the hook.
We're going to... Yeah, he's on the hook now.
Well, so Cajuns are involved. You can count on good food.
We're going to have a blast May 22nd, Saturday morning at Sanderson Ford. Come out there and have some fun with us.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We had a... What's an x-ray specialist? What's your job title if you take x-rays?
Radiologist.
Is that it?
X-ray technician.
We had a radiologist ask why it took so long to get to our first call, which was Dennis from ABC Glass. And I texted back and said, well, because 90% of our listeners do what you do, and they send us text versus calling. You want to call? Call. But just like this other texter, he says, my wife wants a wine cave, not a she shed. What's my next steps? Well,
visit the bank.
That was going to be my...
Check your credit score. What equity is available in your house? What stocks do you have to liquidate?
The word cave pass wine is what really is, you know, because there's plenty of wine refrigerators and wine cabinets and wine cellars that you can buy prepackaged, do a little demolition in your home, have this dropped in, put in place, hook up the electricity and go. But if you're talking a cave, something you go in and sit, and I'm picturing like even a little seating area where you can sit there and test different ones, and it's got to be cool. So you've got I'm when that picture of wine cave just
the last one
Vegas casinos going off in my background.
I mean, the last when I say visit a bank, I'm not kidding you. The last one we did was for a basement up in North Scottsdale. I can't remember the bottle capacity. I want to say it was about 400 bottle capacity. Just the atmospheric controlling equipment for that room was about $12,000. Now, that's before we dug the hole. That's before we poured the walls. That's before we put in the custom bottle holding shelving. That's before we put in the lighting. Oh, they wanted a sound system too. Before we put
tunes.
You know? And
you might even need a cot or a day bed.
So, just depending on how serious your wife is, that we actually had to put in an alarm. The wine they were storing was so valuable. We actually had to put an alarm in the system that would pick up if the humidity ever got outside the safe zone or if the temperature ever got out of the safe zone. And the client said, Rosie, that alarm is going to ring three places. My house, the police, and your house.
What are the police going to do about the humidity of your...
Then they would have phone numbers to start calling, you know. And he had a full-time house care facilitator. But the alarm did go off one time. He had more in wine than I've got in a fleet of F-250 pickup trucks. I mean,
you can't just put wine in a shelf and think it's okay. You've got to have humidity.
Well, I'm definitely going to write this one down because we had...
Rosie Wright Remodeling will be happy to come visit with him. We've got a couple of those projects under our belt.
We talked about Arizona microbreweries as a farm commodity in our 8 o'clock hour. Now we've got wine. You know, I don't know that we could spend a whole hour on wine caves. We probably could, but that would be a fun one for something coming up, like third-party installs you might need that come prefabbed or you could build in. And we could do, like, pneumatic elevators, wine cellars, and, your own little microbrew, like three that you could do, something precast that you could add to your home.
I didn't know that Rosie Wright had done wine caves before. I'm going to need some pictures of those for the website, which, by the way, is going to be available to the public next week.
People always make fun of me because my remodeling company doesn't have a website.
It took Carol keeping at you, the persistence. I told her it's like herding cats. Keep at it.
A little bit.
Yeah, but wait till you see it.
Looking good, yeah.
Wow.
I guess there is something to this internet machine. And it was the internet machine that got John from Mississippi all upset with us about our weekly to-do, which talks about your air conditioning compressor. And it talks about if you blow off the maintenance of your compressor, that could be an expensive procrastination. The compressor is the single most expensive component of your air conditioning system, and it's the hardest working component of your air conditioning system. If we can't get that refrigerant compressed, we can't get it to expand. And if we can't get it to expand, we can't get it to cool. And if we can't get it to cool the fins in the A-coil, we can't get cold air into your house. Okay? So we recommend a couple things that every homeowner can do. Get to your Ace Hardware store and buy yourself three thermometers and just attach them to the air conditioning registers in your house. One at the return air register and one at the farthest register from the air conditioner and one nearest. You ought to see about a 15 to 20 degree difference of the air that's going in the return. It should be about 15 to 20 degrees warmer than the air that's blowing out. Your compressor shouldn't be making any excessive noise. And if your temperature change is about right, those are all good signs as long as you are maintaining your air conditioning filter. And we would like you to think that you ought to have an air conditioning technician check your home, like, say, right about now, before it gets consistently over 100. On Tuesday or Wednesday of this past week, they were saying the metro area, Phoenix metro area, was going to see 100 today. I think they've actually dialed that back today. We're going to see 98, 99. But it's coming. Don't wait to check on the integrity of your air conditioning unit after it goes over 100. Everybody's going to be calling at that time. Call your preferred air conditioning contractor. This is when a lot of air conditioning companies will start the phone banks and try and persuade you into some kind of a discounted inspection program. 18-point, 20-point inspection for $49 or $79. I would be very skeptical of those. Find an air conditioning contractor you trust and stick with them. Someone that sees the equipment operate year after year, season in and season out, is going to be the person you want to trust maintaining your system. So proceed with extreme caution. But let's make sure we're getting them checked now. Stay up with your filters. I've converted about 8 years ago. Well, it was actually in 2011 when the hailstorm hit. I went from replacing filters in my house to every month. Now I put in a 5-inch pleated filter, and I don't replace the filters but once a year when my air conditioning tech comes out this time of year, every year. And then I don't have to worry about it the rest of the year. So that's our article for this particular week. Blowing off your air conditioning's compressor maintenance will cost you more in the long run.